You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
You don't just live in your home, you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's time. War of the Roses, only on The Jubal Show.
OGs can say a lot.
Mm-hmm.
They can say that the very average joke that you just told someone made them literally burst into tears laughing. Also, they can... Sorry about that. I just splash emojied.
What?
Oh, anyway, Emil is on the phone right now for War of the Roses to catch a cheater, and he thinks his girlfriend is cheating on him all because of emojis. Emil, what's going on, man?
Well, I was... helping her proof one of her papers.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm on her computer.
Proof one of her papers? Like for work or something?
She's for college.
Oh, okay. All right.
She's finishing up college right now.
Okay.
Oh, my girlfriend's finishing up college too. We have so much in common.
Is it the same person?
I hope not.
Yeah, that would be very awkward if you were the other person.
Yeah. We started to dial the phone number to see if we can catch your girlfriend cheating, and English Evan's phone rings and he leaves the room.
Oh, man.
So you were proofing one of her papers, and then what happened? You pulled up a document and said, I'm cheating on my boyfriend?
No, but you know how like messages will pop up because her phone's connected to her computer?
Oh, yeah. iMessage and whatnot.
Yep.
And it was just a message that had like an emoji of a heart and like a sleep emoji.
Uh-huh.
Mm.
And that was it.
And that's it. But, you know, it felt weird, especially because I asked her, like, who is that? What's going on? And she just said that it's a classmate. And that's it. But I don't know.
That's sketchy.
Stop thinking about it.
It is. Why would a classmate be texting you a heart and a sleep emoji?
A heart.
Yeah.
Right.
Did she seem shook when you asked her about the text message? Or... was she casual?
She was casual, but it didn't sit right. And we moved on, but like I haven't stopped thinking about it.
Right. And it's probably one of those situations where you could feel that it was weird for her or awkward.
Yeah, exactly.
Have you ever asked her about anything to do with like group work in her classes? Like maybe she has a group project that's going on and that's why she's texting, you know, someone like that?
Yeah.
But even though...
Yeah.
But why would they be sending a heart, even if...
Yeah, that is true.
Yeah. Yeah, that's where it felt weird. Like, even if it is somebody that you're, like, working on a project with, a heart.
Yeah.
And then, you know, this is at nighttime, so it was just weird.
Right.
So, has there been anything else that has been off that you've, recognized in your relationship?
No. And I haven't, like, done any, like, sort of snooping or anything, but I just, like, was hoping maybe someone from outside could help me just, you know, find out.
Right.
And, you know, we don't see each other every night.
Right.
So I don't know if she's doing something else or what exactly she's up to all the time.
Okay. Well, now the most important question. How was the paper? Was it good or bad?
I mean, after I proofed it, it was pretty good.
All right. Have you thought of a way that we'd be able to catch her if she is cheating?
Well, I was thinking if you called and said you were, like, from the school, that would be, like...
Okay.
Weird, you know, like they have her number, so it might be easier for her to just like go with it and believe it.
Okay, what, yeah, that would
like from where, like,
I
what
know.
Part of the, what?
I know what we can do. Mm-hmm. Okay, so it's college, right? Just making sure.
Yeah.
Again. Okay.
Otherwise, there's another problem.
I mean, I don't know if they actually do this, but this seems like something that could happen is maybe we call from the school, say that we're doing some sort of research just on our students and student life to make things safer and more fun for you guys. Ooh. And then ask her some questions, relationship questions, and see if we can, maybe one of them is, have you ever cheated before?
Oh, that's good.
When have you cheated? Are you currently cheating? Things like that. That's a good idea.
Yeah, like a survey from the school.
That's, yes,
yeah,
that was, survey. That's
ooh,
the name
and then,
of
yeah,
the thing.
And then maybe she can win like a, if she does it, she'll get like a $20 Amazon gift card or something and then something else.
Yes.
Yeah. See what happens when great minds come together.
Great thinking, guys. Meeting over. Yeah. Meeting adjourned. All right. We'll play a song, come back, and then we'll call her and see if she is cheating, okay?
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, we'll do it next. It's a Jubal Show. Did it again. I did it.
What?
Yet again.
What'd you do?
I forgot to ask the name of the person that we need to
we
call
all did.
To see if they're cheating. I do this all the time. We talk to someone and then we come back and we're about to call them to do whatever, either find them another date or find out if they're cheating or something else. And I'm like, huh, I don't have their name. Yeah. So if this is going to be believable, I should probably get their name.
It's like the one detail we need.
Yeah. Emil is on the phone. He thinks his girlfriend might be cheating on him because the other night she's in college and he was proofing one of her papers and a text message popped up on her computer that had a heart and a sleep emoji. He asked her about it and she said it was a friend from school that she's doing a project with or something. It just doesn't seem right. No. And he's convinced that there's something else going on. So we're going to try to catch her right now. But one important detail that I do need from you, Emil, before we call her is what's her name?
Her name is Rose.
Rose.
Okay.
Awesome. Okay. Rose. And we're going to pretend to call from her school doing a survey. Mm-hmm. On campus life or student life.
Yep.
See if we can get her to admit to cheating and maybe if we can find out what the guy's name is. Okay. Emil, I should also ask this, another important piece of information that I didn't get. What college does she go to?
Yes, she goes to State University.
There we go. Awesome.
Nice one.
That is. I'll pretend to call from there. I think I have enough facts to make it legit.
Let's do it.
All right, Emil, here we go. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Hello?
Hi, how are you? This is Jordan. I'm calling from Student Services here at State University.
Oh, I'm good. How are you?
Listen, I just wanted to ask if you had a moment today. We're doing a survey on students and student life here at the university and calling people to see if they'd be willing to do this for us. I will let you know before you say no, because I've gotten a lot of no's today. If you do the survey, we will send you an Amazon gift card and there's some flowers that you can send to somebody. So you get a gift card out of the deal at least.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sure. I've got some time. Why not?
All right. Well, anyway, it's just a real quick thing. What we're doing is we're compiling some demographics on students and life here at the university and life as a student. So just a couple of questions for you and then we can get you that Amazon gift card.
Sounds great. Thanks.
Okay. First question, and by the way, you remain anonymous. We don't need your name. None of your information will be out there. It's just for statistics.
Oh, perfect. Okay.
What is your major?
Culture studies.
How much sleep do you get on an average night?
Oh, probably like I shoot for 8, but I usually get 5.
Yeah, I bet. Another question for you. And by the way, this is a lot to do with more with lifestyle and relationship type stuff. So have you been in a romantic relationship while at the school?
Yes.
Wonderful. Awesome. Okay. And would you say that was a good one, bad one?
A good one, yeah.
Good one? Everything's good? Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Have you ever been unfaithful to a significant other?
Yeah, I have before.
Okay, and that was while at the university, just to make sure. I don't want to get other information from you. I don't need it.
Yes.
Okay, all right. And by the way, no judgment. We've all done it. No big deal.
I appreciate that.
And what would be the length of that one?
Like a year. Like
a year, okay.
Yeah.
I'm assuming the being unfaithful, you know, happened at a party or something like that, and that was over a year ago, I'm guessing?
Yeah, I mean, it happened over a year ago, but I'm currently with them, so.
Oh, okay, interesting. Okay, and remember, this is anonymous, so you're currently in a relationship, but you're also seeing somebody else.
Yeah.
Damn.
I knew it.
Mm.
Rose.
Who's that?
Rose.
It's Emil.
That's your boyfriend, Emil.
What?
What's going on? Don't ask me what's going on. I want to know what's going on with you.
What's going on is, this is the Jubal Show. My name is Jubal.
I'm Alex.
And I'm English Evan.
You already know your boyfriend, Emil. And he thought that you might be cheating on him, so we set up a way to find out. And it's, I mean, your own words.
Yeah.
Sounds like you are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. And I said that. I'm sorry, Neil.
What's going on? Who is it?
I mean, it's him. That's who's messaging me.
It's, wait, him? Who the f*** is him?
It's Zach. He was that TA that I talked about once. Remember? A long time ago.
The hot TA that you were talking about? That's the guy?
I mean, I don't think I called him hot, but yeah.
Yeah, you did. Him. So you were that guy.
I mean, yeah.
At least she came clean quick.
Yeah, you know, that doesn't happen too often.
Normally people try to deny it.
So good job.
Yeah. So A+ on that. But you're still cheating on your boyfriend. You know, you could have just broken up with him if you wanted to see someone else.
I mean, but I don't want to see anybody else, so...
But you cheated.
Mm-hmm.
So you
and you are still talking to him.
Yeah, so you are.
Mm. I know, but I still love Neil. Like, and there's no one like him, and I want to be with him, and it's stupid.
Yeah.
Right. And you're just going to lie and cheat and just do whatever you want until you get called out? Is that what it is?
No, I mean, I should have obviously come clean. It's just been, like, hard, school of blood, and you've been really great, and I messed up, okay?
Oh, yeah, you sound like you're really happy with me and everything's great. That's what it sounds like, yeah.
Well, I mean, we clearly have stuff to work out, but I love you.
That's an understatement. Yeah. English Evan said it right. That is a big understatement. You have a lot to work out. Emil, are you even interested in working anything out, or are you just...
No.
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
All right.
Sure. Good on you. Yeah.
She's, like, laughing about it.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like you even care that much, Rose.
I mean, I do care. I feel awkward. I didn't, like, I obviously was called out on my bullshit, and I didn't expect this today, and yeah. I wish I could fix this. Can we, like, talk or something still? Please?
No, you're wasting my time.
2 years of that, and I'm wasting your time. Okay. I guess I...
No, I'm not going to trust you. What are you talking? You're lying to me. You're lying right to my face. You're lying to my face. You're going to keep lying.
Okay. You know what? Fine. I mean, I was trying to work things out. I thought this could work, but I guess not. Okay. I just feel like a fool. I'm going to go. Bye. Yeah.
Oh, well, okay. All right.
She gone?
And she hung up.
Oh.
Emil, she was trying to work things out.
Yeah, what's your deal, Emil?
No, that's a waste. That, what the f***?
Yeah.
Yeah, really sorry about that.
Yeah, for sure. It sounds like you're better off. I don't think she knows what she wants.
No.
And it's better to know. It's better to know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, and good news, it's not me. I'm not the other guy.
That's good news.
Yeah. Well, you'll find someone else who's a better fit.
Yeah.
For sure. Definitely.
Yeah, and she'll fail out of college if I'm not going to be there to help her proof all her crap. Because she is dumb.
The Jubal Show's War of the Roses.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks,
Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.